I can see the numbers moving.
Okay.
We seem to be recording.
All right.
Stephanie, you're a genius.
Am I?
Thank you. The genius of simplicity, because we're always thinking about, well, what should we talk about on the podcast as we recommend movies for people to watch at home? Mm-hmm. And we've been looking at specific years, and that you came up with countries.
That's right.
Brilliant.
Let's talk about countries.
Have no fear. The Cube Critics podcast is here.
And we're going to start with
Poland. You chose Poland. I went with it. It's fine. Poland.
Poland has produced many, many masterpieces.
It has, and it's such a, I mean, it's so weird because they had an incredibly strong national film center, essentially,
yes,
that was supported by the government. But then,
which
of course, remember,
with a lot of Eastern European
countries. Yes, exactly.
Countries.
And, but, so you were supported by the government, but then there were certain things you weren't allowed to say because you're being censored at the same time. And so, I mean, after Stalin died, things opened up a lot for Poland, but still, they had deep restrictions on what they can say. So there are certain Polish films that I watch and I think, are they saying something that only Poles understand here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there are, that
yeah,
there are special messages and about living under communist rule and totalitarian and rule and fear of the Soviet Union. And, you know, it's just had a fascinating history. Anyway, what did you want to recommend?
Well, just to follow up on that, I mean, you also then look at, I'm going to say the name, Polanski. Polanski, who started working in Poland, produced a number of quite dark movies. I mean, Knife in Water, which I believe was his debut film, which is
He was still in Poland then.
Yes, it's very traumatic story about a young man who basically meets up with a couple who invite him out on their sailboat.
They shouldn't have.
Which they shouldn't, because it kind of gives it away in the title, Knife. Anyway, and then, of course, he left but ended up making these deeply disturbing movies.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen Cul-de-sac...
No, so is this what you're recommending, or are you just going on some Polanski thing?
I'm just talking about
Polanski?
Yeah, I'm just waxing on.
Recommend a movie.
Canal.
What's Canal?
Canal was the first movie made about the Warsaw Uprising, which, of course, was this desperate last-ditch attempt by Polish partisans during World War II, and some of them took to the sewers, canal being the Polish word for sewer. And it's a story about this group of people who are just desperately trying to get out by escaping through these kind of horrible, horrifying tunnels, knowing that they really have to get through the next few hours. If they don't get through the next few hours, I mean, that's it. It's terrible. It's shot in black and white. It's Andre Wajda, the director, one of the great Polish directors. And
he was the first director of the National Film Society, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was put in charge of it when he was in his 20s.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just a brilliant, brilliant.
Genius.
And it is, like many Polish films, really depressing, but riveting. As you watch what happens to these people as they are just really, really getting to the final moments of this desperate struggle. It's an amazing, traumatizing film that you should see if you haven't.
Wonderful.
Yeah, there
Wonderful.
We are. We're starting traumatizing already.
The Saragossa Manuscript.
Yes. No, I was...
Have you seen it?
I've never seen that.
Okay. This movie came out in like 64, 65 in Poland, and then ended up in the U.S. in like 66 or something. It became a midnight movie regular, along with like El Topo, the really gross movie, and like Reefer Madness and goofy things like that. But the Saragossa Manuscript is actually not a goofy minor film. It's a three-hour, it's a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. It's black and white, and it is based on a novel from like the late 1700s, at a time when novels, you know, were picaresque and told multiple stories within stories. You know, that was, you know, like Tom Jones and things like that. And it's a little bit like Tom Jones in that it's like little incidents. But it's about a guy who is kind of in the Napoleonic Wars. They don't really, you know, you're not quite sure what it is. But he keeps waking.
I mean kind of in the more.
Because that's essentially what it seems like. It's set in the Napoleonic Wars or something that appears to be like the Napoleonic Wars, but it's not really Napoleonic Wars. But that
there
era.
There is a major conflict going on.
Yeah, some major conflict going on, and a guy is dressed up in kind of Napoleonic soldier uniform.
So
anyway,
either that or he's a member of Adam Ant's band. Dating myself. Sorry,
exactly.
Again.
And it's just multiple stories. He goes to sleep. He wakes up, and there are all these weird images and like sexy scenes and piles of skulls. And it was a favorite of the Grateful Dead. And it had been, you know, it was 3 hours long. So when it got to the U.S. the first time, it was cut down. It was really shortened. And it was restored. Jerry Garcia paid to have it restored in, like, the 90s or the odd early. It must have been the 90s. It was the 90s. And Martin Scorsese also helped restore it. And it is just a mind-blowing, weird film. And the stories are interconnected in ways. I mean, they all have this one character.
It sounds like fun.
But it is. You finish them like, oh, what? Wait, what just happened? It is mind blowing and kind of crazy, and it has nothing to do with. I don't think there's, like, I haven't seen it in a while, but it's not one of these movies where a lot of Polish films are about living under communism. This isn't about living under communism. It's just kind of wacky and insane, and fun and very, very weird.
Good.
Yeah, quite psychedelic.
I'm actually looking forward to that.
Cool. 3 hours, man.
3 hours.
3 hours. But totally worth it.
But remember, in the old days, 3 hours wasn't as long as 3 hours is now.
I know. It's true. It's true.
Time was just different then.
Anyway.
I'm going to talk about something a little more recent, and that is Ida, which was the...
Oh, yeah. You do love that movie.
The film which won Best Foreign Language Oscar in 2014, came out in 2013. And it is the story of a young woman who is about to take her final vows to become a nun. And just before it happens, the abbess or the mother superior, I'm not quite sure of her rank, comes to her and says, before we do this, it's important that you go and you talk to your aunt. There is something she has to tell you. And this comes as somewhat of a surprise to this very devout young woman who assumed that she was just weeks away from, you know, entering into this. Well, I mean, she's already in the life, but really final vows. And she goes to meet her aunt, who is just this extraordinary woman. She is a judge within the Polish system, and she is notorious for being very, very hardline. And she reveals to the young woman, to Ida, that she is actually Jewish, and that her family was murdered at the end of World War II. The film is set in the 1960s. And they decide to go on a trip to try and find the bodies or find the where they were buried. And it's just a very quiet, extraordinary story as both women on this, it's kind of a buddy movie, a road movie, but as they go, they begin to discover things and realize things about themselves as they take this trip together. It's also shot in black and white. It's just beautiful. It's this young woman begins to question, at her aunt's insistence about whether she really wants to become a nun and whether she wants to forsake the worldly joys and maybe sins, because certainly she has enjoyed that herself. it's just a beautiful, thought-provoking, slightly worrying film, but just beautiful. Wonderful to see.
Ida.
Ida.
Nice. The Lure.
The Lure?
The Lure.
As in fishing?
L-U-R-E, as in mermaids singing.
Sirens.
Sirens. This is a musical horror film about mermaids who eat people, directed by a woman named Agnieszka Smozinska. It's from like 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, so these mermaids or sisters, I don't know, but they're named Gold and Silver. And they decide they want to come on land. And so they come on land, and it appears to be, it's like an alternative 1980s Warsaw. So they're still under communist rule. And they end up essentially being adopted by a strange nightclub trio and becoming like...
I love this.
Becoming singers in this group.
Wait a minute. One detail.
Yeah.
Tails?
Tails. If you throw some water on, if you put a little cup of water on, you'll see their tail, and their tail is huge and kind of grotesque.
Okay.
And stay
away from water.
Stunning, funny, incredibly weird movie that's like, and there are some of the mermaid tales that you know, pun intended, mermaid things that you know about, like sirens and trying to seduce people to come to them. But all, and they have these wonderful voices. And then a little bit of the Hans Christian Andersen, a mermaid, if she falls in love with a man, you know, will she lose her voice or will she turn into sea foam, is a little bit involved in it too. But also just this garish and filthy world of the 1980s communism. And it is, and the music is silly synth pop, kind of 1970s. It is an astonishingly weird, inventive, and wonderful film, The Lure.
Wonderful kitsch.
And apparently the director is working now on a David Bowie musical of some sort, which seems so right to me. But when I was just going through, I'm like, what am I going to watch tonight? And then I'd seen, like, it had been at Sundance, and I remember, oh, there's that musical. Like, it would be kind of fun. I started watching, like, what am I watching here? It's one of those movies where I was watching by myself, and you actually start thinking, like, am I really watching this? Is this a real movie? Who created this? It is fantastic and strange. The Lure.
What a range we've talked about today.
Okay. So we talked about the Saragossa manuscript, if you want 3 hours. The Lure, much shorter, 90 minutes. Mind-blowing. And you?
And we talked about Canal and Ida. So
this is quite a lineup.
From the sublime to the ridiculous.
Go Poland.
Yeah.